All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Today is episode 90. We're interviewing Jamie Walden, and we are still on the path of the UFO topic for America's Most Unexplained series. I hope so far that you are enjoying it. It can get a little dry when you read nothing but government documents, but we have to understand that from one point of view of disclosure, the government tells us only so much, but it is documented fact that they're talking about it. So we can't take away from the fact that it's documented facts, especially when we bring up stuff from the National Archives and the final reports on Roswell from the DOD Declassification Office. So there's a reason why we go into the classifications, we go into the documents of the government, because everyone else out there who does this, they give you very fantastical stories. I want to give you the meat and potatoes of the story, hard facts. And we have Jamie Walden on today. If you don't know Jamie, prior Marine, prior law enforcement, absolute crazy guy, occasionally likes to set himself on fire. And I think Jamie has a point of view over alien disclosure that, as Christians, is something we need to pay a lot of attention to, because, and Jamie will back me up on this. The problem with a lot of Christians right now is they're going to believe almost anything that's out there. You know, if the aliens come down, who knows what narrative that's going to be out there that these people will honestly believe in and say, hey, yep, there's God and Jesus coming down from the flying saucer. We have the Vatican coming out talking about it for what, Jamie? Years. We have our government talking about it for years, but there's never a biblical narrative. There's never, and it's not just that it's a biblical narrative. It's an explanation for Christians to understand what a great deception is and why it took so long to unfold. So I'm going to give the rest of the floor to you, man. So let's hear it.
Yeah, man, I'll go after it. And just for the listeners, I mean, for those of you that can't see me, I had a gasoline fight accident. That's a Zoolander reference for all you OG homies out there that are down with Zoolander. So my face is sloughing off. My arm's all fried and sloughing off, man. I'm like burning. And what's funny is, you know, we have this camp that we run, and we just had a gunshot wound 3 weeks ago on the camp. But the other family that's living out here now, I'm all like haggard, burn, second degree burns on my face and arm, but whatever, man. Anyways, let me share with people a little bit of my pedigree, because not because I care, and it's not like it's not for any vaingloriousness. It's just so that you understand who's talking to you. If you're not familiar with me, my name is Jamie Walden. I have a ministry called Omega Dynamics. Background, Marine Corps, infantry, law enforcement, worked a little bit with the feds, with the marshals, street cop, switched over, was a paramedic, did tactical EMS for a while, was a firefighter paramedic, did tech rescue, kind of traveled all around the world doing some disaster relief stuff, you know, went and fought with the Christians against ISIS, the Peshmerga, did that thing for a little while, was a missionary in the Dominican Republic for a couple of years. My family and I moved down there, came back, wrote a book, got picked up to do. I have a degree too. I went to college somewhere in there, which I could care less. It's the most worthless thing I've ever done in life, but I got a degree in history and in law enforcement and a little bit of political science. So with that kind of strange background, I got picked up by Tim Alberino and Gary Haven to go on expedition to do a network TV show talking about ancient archaeology and working with Cyclopean architecture, antediluvian age, the official countering the official narrative of history, because there's, as Steve Quayle likes to say, a cover up and cover over a history, which is a perfect moniker for what's going on. And so all of this archaeological groundwork is what's central to knowing and understanding the ET disclosure phenomenon and the governments of the world with their cryptic soft disclosure, which is going on in real time. I've had the pleasure of talking with guys that have worked at Skunk Works that have seen and designed all those things, other leading ufologists and things like that. Tim Alberino is definitely at the cutting edge of understanding all the implications and all the detailed infrastructure that goes on with this whole ET narrative. L.A. Marzulli is a great resource for those that want a very deep understanding of what it looks like through a biblical worldview with this ET question. Or you could just go straight to the source and listen to what the Vatican has to say about it all the time, including the popes and including the Vatican seminary there in Rome. So why all this is important is because for those that have been asleep at the wheel, are they poo-poo this whole idea of extraterrestrials or a panspermia or the ancient aliens narrative, which is the number one show ever on TV? That's what our expedition was there, was to counter the ancient aliens narrative with the true narrative. Because the ancient aliens narrative, whether people understand it or not, it is 98% of the global population is in agreement with the ancient aliens narrative. What the ancient aliens narrative is that the earth was seeded by extraterrestrial. Let's go ahead and define that right now. Extraterrestrial, dude, the George Lucas films have blown out of the water what it means to be extraterrestrial. As soon as people hear that word, they check out. Extraterrestrial, not of earth, beyond earth, no longer terrestrial. Another word for extraterrestrial or supraterrestrial would be celestial. Again, this is why you can't understand the ET narrative without having a biblical worldview, because the biblical worldview is all about celestial beings interacting in rebellion, generally, sometimes in benevolence, but oftentimes in rebellion with the human race. Hence, the historicity of every ancient culture in the world is centered on the worship, the deification, and the paying honor and the veneration of those guys. Those guys, the guys up there. You can't see me if you're listening to this. I'm pointing up in the air. Those guys up there. Every single culture, it is a global collective conscious. From Sumeria to the Phoenicians to the Canaanites to the Egyptians to the Babylonians to the, did I already say Sumerians? I don't know. Pick another Ian, right? All the way on through from the Far East to the Far West to Amaruca, America. You need to know the route to Quetzalcoatl of Central and South America. The entire earth worships and venerates the exact same species of extraterrestrial beings, including, ladies and gents, your elected officials to this very day. Have you ever been to Washington, D.C.? Do you know what D.C. stands for? District of Columbia. Who in the world is Columbia? You better start digging into it, because it's all the worship of these deities. Why is the Vatican laid out exactly to Washington, D.C., exactly to Paris, France, exactly to Berlin, Germany, exactly to what's going on in Russia, exactly to shrines in Cambodia? Why are they all the same? And why is the deification of these guys equal all across the face of the earth? This is why it's so critical to know and understand, even especially as believers, or if you're not a believer, for one thing, you better run into the arms of Jesus Christ, because it's the only thing that's going to save you. But without the biblical worldview, you will be overcome by the great deception. And that's where all the ET disclosure is strategically centered on, is the great deception, not a deception, not a savvy governmental leader that you just happen to go, wow, let me marvel after him. A political leader doesn't call down fires from the heavens deceiving the masses. A political leader doesn't show you his counterfeit immortality by dying and being risen again to life. A political leader doesn't make the whole world marvel after them. The political leader doesn't say, we have returned. I am above all gods that you've known as God, and I'm here to usher peace and security. And every single religion of the world, including the lukewarm Christians, throw off the religious dogma in a single instant, and they give themselves over to these guys. So this idea of disclosure is a big deal. And so what we see going on right now in the mainstream media is what they call soft disclosure. disclosure. Soft disclosure has been going on for several decades. A lot of it comes through Hollywood, through sci-fi, through, you know, governmental cover-ups and leaving it nebulous. You know, what happened at Roswell, what happened with these different incidents. Eisenhower mentioned it. Reagan mentioned talking about, you know, a common threat from beyond Earth coming, unifying all the governments of the world, unifying all the people and all the languages of the world for one common cause, because something is coming from outer space. He's literally said this at UN. All of this is the softening for what's about ready to break out onto the scene, which is a part of this great deception from Project Blue Book to Project Blue Beam, to things that occurred at Operation High Jump, which I had family members that were in the OSS that was with Admiral Byrd on Operation High Jump, that saw the anti-gravitical propulsed craft from Nazi Germany coming out of the water from under the ice, like literally have primary source documentation and a film from down there and on America Camp 1 and 2 and all these things from original Operation High Jump. So all this stuff is relevant because they're taking you somewhere, ladies and gents. The Navy pilots speaking out is taking you somewhere. This document that I know that you want to talk about, Doug, is taking us somewhere. The initiation of Space Force, it's all preparing you for something in particular. And here's the biggest one, are the comments coming out of the Vatican over and over and over again. Seminal work, Exo Vaticana by Tom Horn, over at Skywatch TV, is so unbelievably detailed in its research and in its documentation that it will leave you no doubt where they're taking us. And it's highly spiritual in its connotation. That's why the Vatican is at the lead of all cover up, cover over a disclosure, but they're also in the lead of laying out the soft disclosure through the Pope, talking about the return of our space brothers. If they're brothers, guess what that means? That means that what in their worldview is that we are descendants from them. We are genetic types of them. We are a typology and a phenotypic and a genotypic typology of these guys. And here's what the Vatican has said, is that they will be morally superior. They will be intellectually superior, and it will cause a rewriting of the Gospels in light of this new information, quote unquote. And anybody who does not adhere to the rewriting of the Gospels in light of this new information will be considered a heretic by the Pope. And he said, we will have to be baptized by our space brothers when they return. This is the Pope, ladies and gents. This isn't conspiracy. This is just straight up reality around you. So it's time to wake up, because it's coming. It's right in our faces.
Yeah. And I wouldn't trust the Pope if I were the one to set him on fire. You know, if there's ever a bigger heretic out there right now, it would be the Pope. It's funny,
that's because he's the false prophet, right? A revelation, again, biblical worldview, the leading spiritual leader of the globe is the one who tells everybody. The false prophet is on the scene first. He tells all the religions of the world. This is why the Pope has met with the Russian Orthodox. He's met with the imams. He's met with the sheikhs and the shahs. He's met with everybody. And the Pope is actually head over even all those guys in the ecumenical movement. And he is the one saying that it is his duty to prepare the way for our extraterrestrial brothers to return to Earth. They call it the golden age of the gods. This is prophetic fulfillment in real time, ladies and gents. I'm telling you, if you don't have a biblical worldview, you better get one, because the false prophet tells everybody, listen, Christians, Muslims, whoever, Shinto, Hindu, Buddhist, don't freak out. You can give yourself over to this guy or these guys. You can give, it's okay. You're not grieving anybody. And here's what has come out of the Vatican. They actually already teach this in their mm-hmm. seminary. Jesus, one of those guys. Muhammad, one of those guys. All the deities that you guys have interacted with in your cultures, some of those guys, the Roman pantheon, the Greek pantheon, the Babylonian, the Sumerian, the Phoenician, the Canaanitic. Norse. Yeah, those guys, the Incan, the Aztec, the Mayan, right? The Central and South American deities, they were those guys too. He has literally said this out loud. It is time for humanity can handle, that we have been in contact with extraterrestrial beings throughout every single generation. And here's the caveat, ladies and gents, this is what's at the root of the green movement and at the pandemic and everything else going on in this, the impending World War III and global famine. This is what they say. You can read their own quotes. They are ready for us to reveal them to the masses because we are on the verge of self-destructing one another, and they are here to lead us into a new age of spiritual enlightenment, end quote. That's what they're saying, and that's where all this is going. So order out of chaos, their order out of the chaos is you form it and you terraform the earth with a global collective conscious of a traumatic event, so that you can receive the possibility of these guys coming to usher in peace and security. Oh my goodness, that's prophetic fulfillment. Scriptures literally said he will deceive the Antichrist in place of Christ, descending from the clouds. This sounds very extraterrestrial, doesn't it? Descending from the clouds, performing lying signs and wonders, calling down fire from the heavens if it were possible, the whole world marveling after him. He serves gods nobody's ever known. He's something completely non-human in origin. And it says he comes and deceives with flattery and saying peace and security. He is going to usher in a new age, a counterfeit age, a counterfeit millennial reign of Christ, a counterfeit peace and security. That's what they're setting you up for.
Let me pull up some prophecy. All right. So we're going to talk about a little bit of prophecy, and it's from Isaiah, and it falls into the purview of disclosure, let's just say. But I think it's interesting based off of what you said. Derek and Sharon Gilbert, two of my most favorite people when it comes to eschatology review. Their whole Revelation Friday breakdown is, I think, one of the best things I've ever watched when it comes to studying eschatology. And they always talk about, and Tim has talked about this, Quayle has talked about this, Tom Horn has talked about this, we've discussed this, sidebar having cigars. It's always the sky gods. It's always the celestial beings, the sky children. Or, you know, we're the descendants of the sky gods. They came down. They seeded the planet. Almost every Native American tribe has a similar story. Almost every Native tribe from Mexico all the way down to Argentina has the same story. And every single civilization out there has a very similar story. But let's hear it from the Hebraic version of this. All right, so this is from Isaiah. People of Israel, declares the Lord, I am bringing a distant nation against you, a distant nation.
A nation just translates as ethnos, as a group, as a genus or a species.
On an ancient and an ancient and enduring nation. They've been around. They're still here, but you ain't seen them in a while. A people whose language you don't know. And what language is out there on the earth right now that we don't know? There is none. We know it all right? So that's this little tale. Whose speech you do not understand. So we won't know their language. We don't remember who they are, but they've been around. We've experienced them, but we've forgotten. Their quivers are like an open grave. So the quivers being like an open grave means that they have technology that is so deadly to man that just even brandishing it is deadly. And here's the other part. All of them are mighty warriors. I give command and bring them. Giants are coming to fulfill my wrath, rejoicing at the same time, insulting. Isaiah 13.
And here's the deal is the giants, when everybody, again, when somebody hears that word giants, they want to check out every single culture in the world testifies to giants. All the archaeology in the world testifies to the giants. The giants are the pantheons of the gods that everybody in the world was worshiping. They are the deities because they were non-human. They're non-human.
Even in the video games, the books, especially TV, movies, when you talk about gods, Norse gods, Greek gods, Roman gods, if you look at here's human, gods are always this big. They're never our size. We're never on the same stature, right?
So this gets into the importance of how the Great Deception works that people need to know and understand. You have to have the authentic archaeological and historical and biblical worldview in order to connect it all. Because here's how the Great Deception comes in. When you look at all the pictographs, hieroglyphs, geoglyphs all around the world, they all show the same thing. When you listen to oral, I right now living in the Four Corners, I'm literally looking at the Canyon of the Ancients, the Ancients on Ancient Aliens. When you see all the pictographs and the geoglyphs of the ancient astronaut space brothers, that's literally 3 miles from my house. I'm looking out a window. I can see Mesa Verde out my window where the Anastasia Indians and the Pueblos built up in the cliffs. Why? They said because a race of giants was trying to eat them out of the land. That's why they built in the cliffs, right? So this is kind of the area that I live in. But Peru, you know, we're on expedition in Peru and we're looking at all the antediluvian cyclopean architecture and the pictographs and the hieroglyphs there all the way down through all Central South America, Cambodia, China, Solomon Islands, Sardinia, Malta, all throughout the Aegean Sea, right, in the Mediterranean Sea, all the way up into the Levant. Every single square inch of the earth has the exact same pictographs, the exact same hieroglyphs or geoglyphs, the exact same pyramidal structures that were all built at the exact same time, the exact same cyclopean architecture, which is a very particular type of architecture that with all of our modern technology cannot be recreated. They're all synced in these mega energy type Wi-Fi sort of thing, for lack of a better word. And every single culture in the world says, those guys built it. Those guys built it. Those guys built it. So this is why it's important, because this disclosure is going to use the historicity and the archaeology and the oral traditions and even our Bible and other ancient texts, authenticated texts, to deceive and manipulate and pervert reality and say, see, those guys have always been here with us. They've always been interacting with our leaders. And now we're about ready to self-destruct. This is what all the carbon green movement is like depopulation agenda, because we're such a terrible, wicked, inferior, pathetic race. We need transhumanism. We need to eradicate, 7 billion of the 8.2 billion. We need to bring in transhumanism. And these guys, again, I'm pointing for those who can't see, these guys are going to lead us into the new age of Aquarius. That's what all this is centered on, is this new eon, this new, find another adjective, age of Aquarius, right? So again, they're going to use the history. They're going to use the cryptic stuff. They're going to use the government. They're going to use the Vatican. They're going to use the media. They're going to use every single thing to literally shatter your paradigm of everything you've ever known. In a single moment, in a single hour, everything you've ever known is going to be flipped upside down.
So even in the nationalarchives.gov, and I recently went over this, I think in episode 2 of this UFO series, you mentioned Aquarius, and we've talked about that a couple of times off air. And I was like, Aquarius, why does that sound so damn familiar? Oh, that's right. Because in Project Blue Book, in the most referenced researching for Project Blue Book, Aquarius is talked about. Now, this is reading straight from archives.gov for Project Blue Book. Searches were made of the indexes to the NSC's policy paper and meeting minute files under subject Majestic 12, Majestic, Unidentified Flying Objects, UFO, Flying Saucers, Extraterrestrial Biological Entities, and Aquarius. What is Aquarius?
Yeah, Aquarius is an occultic or new age, or we'll call it a mystery school is the more appropriate word. If anybody's not familiar with the mystery schools, it's a mystery school word. It's actually an aeon or eon, depending on how you want to translate it. It's a particular age. And when the age of Aquarius occurs, which, by the way, President Trump was the first president elected in the age of Aquarius. Everything about him was surrounded about by this Aquarian thing, which is why all the language that Trump constantly see, if you don't understand the mystery schools, you'll miss it. All the language that Trump was constantly perpetually using was occultic New Age verbatim language from Alice Bailey, from Thule Society and Thelema and all these other different things, all these crazy occultic mystery schools. He's rooted in Kabbalism, and he was constantly speaking to the Great Awakening, the Great Awakening, the Great Awakening, the Great Awakening. That is specifically Aquarian occultic language when you study it out. So here's what Aquarius is.
Now that we already hit him, I didn't know we were going on the Trump route that fast, but we're there. All right.
Yeah.
We have to understand Jared Kushner and Ivanka, Kabbalist. The little red piece of yarn that you see on the wrist of a lot of these elitists, Kabbalism.
Most people don't have a clue what Kabbalism is. Yeah, the Star of David is Kabbalist over Israel. This isn't an anti-Zion movement. It just is, right? The cube of Saturn, the big black cube of Saturn that they get all in this tantric motion around at Mecca. That's all the same thing. The black cube that the Jews wear is the same thing that the black cube that the Muslims are matching around is the same thing. And the UN headquarters is a giant black cube in a room all by itself, that when you take a break, you can go sit and harness the power from the black cube. This black cube is in Iron Man. The black cube is in Transformers. The black cube is in all these transhumanistic movies that they talk about the ether and this black cube of Saturn. And all of this is mystery school stuff. Kabbalism is the root of all the other mystery schools, from the Illuminists to the Freemasons to the Order of the Orient, the OTO to I don't know, there's tons of them, right? To what we think of as like the Temple of Satan type stuff. They're all different sects born out from Canaanitic and Phoenician deity worship. This is the worship of, it's Nimrodian worship at its core, is Nimrodian, Nimrod, right? Tower of Babel, Nimrod, Nimrodian worship. It's Nimrodian worship at its core. This is the language that Trump, every time I heard him speak, I heard it because I know what I'm hearing because I've researched it. So everybody's going Trump, 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 Trump. And I'm going, dude, listen, I'm all about Trump, right? Like he's the way better. At least he's somewhat retaining conservative, what we consider conservative values. But I'm like, but you need to know that he's taking you somewhere. He's taking you somewhere. And here's at the core of the age of Aquarius. Here's how it works. No kidding. They say that you have to expose the darkness, expose the deep state. You have to expose all the old order, all the disgusting things, so that there is a global collective conscious response of repulsion from it. So you have to expose it all. This is at the age of Aquarius with President Trump as the first one, so that then the people can be transitioned. This is a counterfeit revelation. John on the island of Patmos got the revelation of Christ. This is a counterfeit unveiling of a new age, an awakening. No kidding is the language of the Aquarius. A great awakening of the collective conscious into an age of peace and security. No kidding. Verbatim what the scripture
says. What's interesting about what you just said is even John the Patmos, the revelator, they have their own digital prophets, QAnon.
Absolutely. Yep. So, that's funny. QAnon is central to understanding.
Yeah, that is that. I don't know if anyone's ever said that digital prophet or not. I say YouTube prophet all the time. but it is a form of a digital prophet, the AI prophet that QAnon supposedly is. And I don't care if it's AI. I don't care if it's James Comey. I don't care if it's Whoopi Goldberg. The fact is that there is a misleading that's happening in America.
That's what it is.
People in America cling to anything that gives them vindication. They cling to anything that gives them the ability to have this, their own self-righteous vengeance against the elite, against the cabal, the New World Order, the globalists, whatever it is that we want to call it. And Trump ushered us into that. Trump joined everybody together, over 80 to probably 100 million people overnight decided to go with Trump. What that is a practice in psychological warfare. And it worked. Just like the masks work, just like the lockdowns work, because we're going to put this on YouTube, Jamie, we have to speak nicely.
Right, sure.
And we have to understand that there's a narrative that was wrote. Trump had the ability to expose UFOs. Never happened. Hillary Clinton has talked about it for years. The Democrats, strangely enough, have talked about alien disclosure for many years. Bill did. Obama did. Hillary has talked about doing it. Kissinger talked about doing it for a while. But it's never happened. And now, all of a sudden, it's starting to come out. And I was talking with Dave Hodges the other day about this. And I was like, you know, man, you know what would be really interesting is that if we get the alien disclosure right before World War III and the American Civil War and the next viral outbreak, the economy burning down, people are, what are they saying now, that we're in a food crisis, all these bad things, very prophetic things. Now, I'm not saying prophecies unfilled, you know, or is being fulfilled left and right, but there are very prophetic things. But all of a sudden, before we hit the nuclear kill myself and my neighbor button, something comes out of the sky or something manifests itself. But here's another question. Does it have to come out of the sky? Can it come out of the ocean? Look at what happened with the TikTok video. The TikTok video for that UFO with the Navy pilots. It was a USO. Not a UFO. It was submerged, come out of the water, and then resubmerged itself. So,
well, that's an interesting point, because they have talked about the great earthquakes that are coming that are going to resurrect, like
Atlantis,
not Thule, Lemuria, and Atlantis, and stuff like that are going to come, and we'll see these super cities, these super structures that our technology today can't even remotely touch, you know. And then you also have with Project Bluebeam, they field tested Project Bluebeam. Anybody's not familiar with that? This is a terrestrial and extraterrestrial space based platforms with technology that they can do these holographic projections that are beyond 4K quality 3D holographic projections in the sky. And they can also utilize, it's called the Voice of God technology. So it actually has a very particular ELF, extremely low frequency waveform, that they can communicate to you telepathically. No kidding, lady. This is a done deal. We've been using it against terrorists, because Muslims receive, they operate a lot in dreams and visions. We've been fielding the Voice of God technology for about the last 20 years in real time. If anybody remembers the Navy shipyard shooting where the guy went in with the shotgun and blasted a couple people, if you remember what he had inscribed on his shotgun, he said, "This is my elf weapon," and everybody was making fun of him. He was working on ELF, Voice to God technology, and they turned it on him because he started talking about it. There was three different police reports filed where he said, "They're using technology against me. They're speaking through my walls and they're putting thoughts in my mind. My employers are tormenting me. Make them stop." And the law enforcement wouldn't do it. So then he went in and he said, "This is my elf gun, ELF, extremely low frequency." Anyways, I'm just giving you context that what we're saying is not, this is not fringe, ladies and gentlemen. This is mainstream science, DARPA approved, field tested, operational science that's going on here.
I can't tell you how many times someone would show up at the White House. While Obama was president, there was a young black woman who showed up, rammed the gate, I believe hit one of the officers, one of the Capitol Police officers.
Yep, I remember that. Yeah. And she said, go ahead.
Something's talking to her. Obama was talking
to her in the rain.
Now, being cops, we have come across our fair share of the crazies, all right? We talk to some people, man, who talk to people who aren't there, but they'll act like they're right there next to them. Yeah. And occasionally you get that one person who actually goes out and commits that violent act based off of the imaginary voices. And then you go, man, these people are just so crazy. They're just being violent now. And then you hear what's happening. What is it in Cuba?
Yeah, we used it in Cuba. Yeah,
the State Department employees in Cuba, they're all having a sickness, and it's all the same sickness No one's around them, but it's something that's being projected, either frequency, yeah, radio waves.
Directed whatever. Energy weapons. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So this gets into, I'll bring it full circle to the coming out of the sea, prophetic fulfillment. It says, and behold, I saw a beast come out of the sea. Literally. One comes out of the earth. One comes out of the sea. You also have the fallen angels. The keys given to Apollyon or Apollo from the bottomless pit, and it's open. This gets in the hollow earth, right? And they come up out of the earth, come out of the earth, a resurrection of the ancient deities, a counterfeit resurrection, the ancient deity of Apollo or Apollyon or Osiris. See, every culture has had the same guy, or Nimrod. Oftentimes, a lot of people associate that with Nimrod, this resurrection of Nimrod. That's why the phallic symbol in the largest monument in the world, which is the Washington Monument, is the phallus of Nimrod across from the Capitol building, which is the womb of Semiramis, Isis, Ishtar, Easter, or Columbia. That's why it's the District of Columbia. Guess what? You have the Vatican. The obelisk, they call it an obelisk, it's literally the phallus of Nimrod across from the womb of Semiramis. What's the Eiffel Tower? It's the phallus of Nimrod across from a dome-shaped building, the womb of Semiramis, Isis, Ishtar, Easter. And our elite, the real elite, not the low-level guys, they spend their whole lives from generation to generation, multiple generations. This is the divine right of the kings and the preservation of the bloodlines and all that. And throughout the Europe and the rest of the world, they all say that they themselves are descendants of the golden age of the gods. Yep. And it is their duty to protect the bloodline. This is why all the interbreeding, intermarrying was going on, to protect the bloodline till they return. China says they're descendants of the Ophidian serpentine white great fiery dragon, that they're descendants of it. Quetzalcoatl of Central and South America, they say they're descendants of a serpentine Ophidian deity that came and taught them all the technology and taught them this and blah, blah, blah. Amaruca means the land of the winged plume serpent who came and taught the people. You go to the Navajo, Anastasi, right here. I'm in the fork. I'm pointing over to it because I'm literally like right by the res. And they say that we are descendants of the sky gods. And everybody says the same thing. And this gets into transhumanism. This gets into mRNA vaccination. This gets into the blood and the bloodline. This gets into the power of the blood of Christ Jesus. It's all connected. And you can't understand it if you have this myopic or normalcy bias type of worldview where you go, blah, 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 don't want to hear. Oh, that sounds foolish. That seems stupid. It's like, dude, read your word, AOF. All you got to do is read the word and be like, Genesis 1 through Genesis 18. And you're like, oh my goodness, what in the world was going on? And the angels, the rebel angels saw the women and thought that they were comely. And they came in and they produced a race of giants, the men of renown, the men of old. That is the pantheon of all gods of the earth. They literally celestial blood mixing, the warfare, genetic seed warfare. I put enmity between the seed of the serpent, the Ophidian seraphim type creature, whatever they are, these celestial beings that rebelled, a third of them rebelled. I will put enmity, warfare, bitter rancor between those guys and their offspring and between the seed of the woman and her offspring. And that seed, because Christ is going to come through the seed of humanity and redeem all humanity, is going to crush your head. And all he'll do is bruise his heel. Like, yeah. this is the mega picture of why disclosure has value. Not only does it have value, it is central to the great deception of not only the earth, but the falling away and the abandonment of the faith of Christians. Christians are going to throw off their dogma. This is the great apostasia mentioned in 2 Thessalonians 2. When the Antichrist comes on the scene, they abandon the faith. Why? Because these dudes show up and they say, Jesus, one of us. Those things, your chariots of fire, those were us. Oh yeah, and then this experienced us. And the wheel of Ezekiel, that was us. And the ascension and descension and the stargates and stuff and the portals that you see in scripture, that was us. And these different encounters, that was us. And then they go to the Muslims, they say the same thing. Then they go to the Hindus and their giant pantheon of gods go, yeah, that was us. And they go around the whole world and they go, that was us.
What about
and
everybody the Mormons?
Goes, now that makes sense. And they'll say, we don't want you to be divided based on your religions anymore. We don't mm-hmm. want no more war. We want peace. We want security. We want humanity to come into, we're here to help you self-evolve. It's called self-directed evolution. We're here to help you evolve spiritually to the next level, come up to our level, and everybody will go, finally, it all makes sense.
Right.
That's the deception.
What about the Mormon religion? Because they have their own kind of eschatology where it talks about them more or less leaving the planet.
Yeah, so Mormons have an extraterrestrial eschatology. Okay, let's go down the list.
Yep.
Muslims have an extraterrestrial eschatology. Hindu, Shintaobao, they all do. Like, those are no-brainers, right? But then you guess what? You have the largest movement in America right now is the New Apostolic Reformation, the Bethel in the Hillsong seeker-friendly church growth model is actually only occultic New Age. It is all occultic New Age. It is so devoid of the authentic gospel of Christ Jesus. And guess what their theology is pronouncing right now to the majority of evangelical Christians? And most churches don't know that their church actually falls under Bethel and Hillsong. They are subordinate churches of that model. We'll call it a church growth model. Is they actually have a dominion theology. It's called preterism and dominionism. And they teach and preach that it is their duty to bring about a new age of enlightenment, that they are to terraform the earth with the gospel, their version of the gospel, and they are to make the whole earth ripe and terraformed for peace and security. So what do you think is going to happen when this guy shows up and goes, hey, I'm here to bring in peace and security? They're like, oh, yes, that's exactly what we believe. That's what we believe too. And so, like, yes, I'll give myself over to that. I'll give myself over to that. They're already ripe for this great deception. So it's a counterfeit millennial reign. That's what NAR, New Apostolic Reformation, all these churches, they are trying to, by the strength of their will and by New Age, hyper emotional necromancy practices, which they do, they're trying to bring about the millennial reign of Christ without justice and judgment of God. They're trying to do an in round around Christ. And Mormons try to do an in round around Christ. And the majority of these other, they do an in round around Christ. Social justice gospel, you know, the Pipers and all these guys, they do the Southern Baptist Convention, the Gospel Coalition, they do an in round around Christ. They say, us, by our strength of will, we will terraform our cities and we will make them love. We will, good luck with that. We're going to make humanity be loving and be utopic and be full of peace and security. That's what they're saying already. So the world is ripe for this deception, man. Sorry, I know I'm hogging the microphone.
Hey, man, you're good. Sometimes you just got to let it all out. You know, here's my thing. Here's a problem with a lot of these discussions, okay? And I've been a fan of this for years, watching guys like you and many others come out. We talk about alien disclosure. We talk about the UFOs and the cryptids and all this other crazy stuff. What do we do when it's all actually finally done with? Here's the disclosure. The president said it. Everybody agrees upon it. Everyone's baptizing each other in alien hats at church. What is it that the Christian, the actual God-fearing Christian, now needs to start doing? In my mind, now we have approached another next series of events and narratives, because I've been on this for a long time, that eventually it will be the New Age Christian church that will hunt down and kill anyone who are actual, true, faithful followers of Jesus. That is your Antichrist army.
Yep.
Because they believe he is the Christ. They believe he is the Messiah. Whether or not he came from the stars, the sea, or just manifested right there in front of the third temple. This is what's so dangerous with man-made dogma and false doctrines that don't follow the actual biblical narrative. This thing that I carry around constantly that I could probably hammer a nail with. We don't research this anymore. We don't look at the Bible anymore. We don't actually believe it anymore in our church. It's half the reason why I don't go to church anymore. But they'll believe the next set of dogma. They'll believe the next set of people. And I think, yeah. I don't know if America has a role to play in this or not. But I'll tell you this much, Jamie, and this is my opinion. People are going to be shocked when two witnesses come to Israel and they start raining down hellfire and brimstone and causing storms that no one can stop, to the point that the whole world begs for the Antichrist to kill them.
Yep.
Why is it? Because, I mean, if we know, and this is the part, Jamie, that I find interesting. We all have access to the same Bibles. You all have the ability through common sense in your damn eyes to be able to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation to know what's going to happen. You know two witnesses are coming. You know so is the false prophet. You know so is the Antichrist. But people are going to be given over through this deception. And this great deception has to be the catalyst, there has to be a catalyst for the great deception. War, famine, all that stuff that Jesus has talked about.
Yeah, it is. The deception and disclosure does not come till after the global traumatic event. It's the only way. Where this is actually written into the age of Aquarius as well too. Here's what's fascinating about this Aquarian age, this occultic eon that they're leading everybody into, is what you said about what's going to happen to the Christians is they will be systematically. The authentic Christians, they will be systematically persecuted, because if they do not go along with this new revelation, this progression, this self-directed evolution of the species, they will be the holdouts of the old world order, and they will be associated with the tyranny and the lawlessness and the licentiousness and the destruction from the greed and the wars and the bloodshed and the selfishness and the narcissism of the old world order. They will be associated with it. The Christians who will not come under the new system will be seen as supporters of the old system. They will be seen as giving their allegiance to the wicked tyrants that just got overthrown, and they will be seen as anti-freedom. They will be anti-freedom. They will be anti-progress. And that's why you see in the end times narrative is the wholesale slaughter of authentic Christians, wholesale slaughter, because they are a stumbling block to the progress and the peace and the security of humanity and of the evolution of the species. So that's, again, like when you see all these, it's in light of new information, right? So I'm not being disparaging at all. When you see all these old school eschatology teachers, they always teach it through the same very sanitized lens of a global leader who is well-spoken, who just unifies everybody like in a United Nations type of scenario. And it's like, no way, dude, there's no way. Like Obama was the most globally significant leader in human history because he's demonically charged, and he still had nonstop opposition. Yet most of the world, quote unquote, marveled after him. He's not just a man. Look at all the attributes of the Antichrist. He is non-human. And again, when we say extraterrestrial, you have to picture, think of what Adam and Eve must have looked like in the garden. Can you imagine the physique, the perfection of the body, devoid of the entropy and the curse of the sin and death in the body? Could you imagine the stature, the strength, the beauty? They would be awesome. You would be full of awe looking at them. When you hear about the Nordic gods, are the Nordic aliens, a lot of time you hear about these different species of extraterrestrials that people encounter.
Yeah, the tall whites, you know, the and Nordics. Even that,
yeah, the Nordics. The Nordics are tall giants, blonde haired, blue eyed. Huh. What's the master race that every culture tries to re-resurrect? Why is everything European centric, right? Blonde haired, blue eyed, white, beautiful skin, huge in stature, beautiful to look at. Everybody says they're beautiful. So when we talk about extraterrestrials, we're not talking about the grays with big old eyes and weird freak show heads and all that. Like, we're not talking about the reptilian looking weirdos. We're talking about the gods of old. The Achilles and the Hercules and the Zeuses and the whatever, and these deities that your senses will not be shocked by this extraterrestrial. They will look like you, devoid of the curse of sin and death. And so you will marvel. So again, all this is related. So what you said about what would happen to the Christians is interesting. I have notes in front of me about the Aquarian age, what they say. That's exactly what they say that they're going to do. They've already said that. They've said that anybody who is an impediment to the progress of this new age, this great awakening, this age of enlightenment, will have to be done away with because of the traumas that everybody just experienced. So if you're associated with that old world order of the traumas, we need to eradicate you because you're a stumbling block to our self-directed evolution.
Well, and we know that the Antichrist is given power to overcome the saints, the tribulation saints. You know, and he has the power to overcome them. And you have to, you know, you got to think about that. It's kind of morbid that we don't have the power through prayer or anything else to overcome the Antichrist. We're not supposed to. That's prophecy. It's Jesus who does that. But yeah, Here's another part of this. And, you know, every day I find myself re-asking this question. What is it that men's hearts will fail them for fear of what is coming up upon the earth?
Up onto the earth,
yeah.
Their heart will literally stop with fear.
Yeah. Could you imagine? Now, look, I'm a pretty big guy. All right. 6 foot, 290. I work out quite a bit, but I am no Goliath. You know, and there's not one athlete out there today, maybe Hafthor Bjornsson, who could even be within the shadow of the stature that just alone was Goliath. We have no idea what that type of people will look like to our eyes because we've never seen it. Our ancestors have, and our ancestors, through the will of God, the grace of God, defeated them. However, look at how pansy-fied people have come now. You can't call a boy a girl or a girl a boy. Men don't know how to be men anymore. Just wait until the monster shows up. And you know, here's the other thing. You think this will work? You think these things will take down some of the things that will be coming up upon the earth that will literally cause your heart to stop because they're going to be so scary? That's a hard question.
And that's where I think even those transgenic, we'll call them monstrosities, that are listed throughout scripture that are prophesized to come onto the earth, so they will, because God's spoken it, right? I think a lot of those, and even like you hear, I know Tim Alberino, he goes into great detail about this, about the distinction of the different species and blah, 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 and all the stuff that's going on with ET disclosure, and even the tech side of the house and the nuts and bolts side of the house versus what we have and what they have and all this kind of stuff. But there's speculation that even the arrival of the Antichrist will be to stop those other things. It's all part of the deception. So these monstrosity, horrific, maybe like the grays, for lack of a better word, right? Like that kind of classically held understanding of what they look like. They come and they're destroying humanity and are making war against humanity. And then the Nordics come and fight the war for us and obliterate the darkness for us and obliterate the wickedness for us. And they usher in the new age of the awakening and this new age of peace and security. So that's why the world marvels after them.
That's crazy.
The world gives himself over. The world comes under this system of the beast, this global governing system. The world is unified. It's a counterfeit collective high mind. We're to have the mind of Christ. We're of one mind, one body with Christ Jesus as our head. He creates a counterfeit high mind. He has a counterfeit death and resurrection. He receives a mortal wound from which he's miraculously healed. He has a counterfeit return from the clouds. Christ Jesus said the same way you saw me come up is the same way you're going to see me come back. He's going to descend from the clouds and deceive many, right? Everything is literally an exact counterfeit of Christ. This is my speculation going all the way through the exact counterfeit. And this gets into the mRNA vaccination stuff and what's been going on. I think that was the last precursor. I think just like it is we who are covered by the blood of the Lamb and transformed, you know, with the renewing of our minds by the blood of our Lamb, and we go from mortal to immortal, from corruptible to incorruptible by the sufficiency of Christ to cleanse us and heal us from all unrighteousness, that there will be something about this Antichrist figure, deified thing, whatever he is, about his blood. Remember the genetic warfare. from Genesis 3, it never ends. Seed versus seed, seed warfare. There's something in his blood that you will be required to take to save you from the global cataclysm that's going on. mRNA vaccination, messenger ribonucleic acid, angel ribonucleic acid. There's only one other translation for the word messenger, and that's angel, as in fallen angel, ribonucleic acid. I believe informed speculation, everything's an exact kind. Antichrist means in place of Christ. So he does every single thing to the detail in place of Christ Jesus, even standing in the temple, you know, proclaiming himself to be God and proving who he is by lying signs and wonders. Christ did authentic signs and wonders. Everything's an exact counterfeit, but I do believe that the blood, it's all centered on DNA. It's all centered on blood. When you take the mark of the beast, proclaiming that you have allegiance and he has ownership over you, there's the mark and seal of God, again, counterfeit, and then there's the mark and seal of the beast. There's an exact counterfeit of everything that God did, that you will take this and it will transform you into his likeness, just like we're being transformed into Christ's likeness. And I think that's why those who receive the mark are not redeemable. It says their names are stricken from the Lamb's book of life. They cannot repent. They can't, because they're not God's. They're not his creation. They're not created in his image. Now you're created in that guy's image.
It was,
and I believe that that's the deception. And even the setup with the pandemic is sowing the seeds. Again, it's terraforming you to be willing at a later date to accept the next stage of the deception.
That's really, really deep. Jamie, we got 30 seconds left. Why don't you tell everyone where they can find your material at?
Yeah, you guys can reach out or just become like a site member, get updates and stuff at omegadynamics.org. That's omegadynamics.org. Obviously, Omega Dynamics, most people like, listen, Omega Dynamics, the powerful and effectual actions of the redeemed of the Lord at the end of all things are Omega Dynamics. What are they? You know, and that's kind of what I'm focused on.
That's awesome, man. Jamie, this was great. We're going to have to keep doing this, because me and you get down some rabbit holes, man. I think maybe next week, if we're if our schedules are open, let's do this again.
Yeah, for sure, man.
All right, brother. Well, hey, man, thank you very much. Everyone, thank you very much for listening. My name's Doug Thornton. This is Jamie Walden. We appreciate you. See ya. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.